Welcome to the Vibe You're In with Michael Santana and Will Moline. I got this, guys.
Welcome to the Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Moline. Welcome to episode 15.
Episode sweet 15. Sweet, or is that sweet 16?
Well, no. If you're Latino, I think it's 15.
That's right.
Quinceañera. I think so. Quinceañero.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense. If you love what you've been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
Audible.
iHeartRadio.
SoundCloud. And several other listening platforms. We are everywhere, man. We want to thank our sponsor,
The Enchantment Room, froggiespartypad.com,
for our super producer engineer,
Short Fuse.
Today, we have a special guest.
We do.
We do. And he is a listener, a sponsor, a past sponsor as well.
And a genius.
A genius. Yes. What is that? What does that mean?
He's just a genius. You don't know Sam and numbers?
Well,
it's like that beautiful kind of a brain.
Let me introduce him.
The numbers just float.
Sam Patel of Equity Prime Mortgage New England.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Sam, for being part of our show. How do you feel?
Feel good. Thank you both for having me.
Awesome. So before we start our episode, we usually have one drink or two.
Or two. We've been known to have two.
Yeah, that's fine. For today, we're going to have something really cool. We're going to go back to our roots. Dominican Republic. And we're going to, yes. And we're going to have what's called Dominican rum called Kirk and Sweeney from Santiago de los Caballeros.
Yeah.
It's a 23 reserve, I guess 23 years old. It's a really cool bottle. It looks like a genie bottle, or actually it looks like a bottle you would find with a note.
It looks like a pirate bottle.
Like a pirate bottle. Yeah, yeah. That you would find on the beach somewhere. Thank you, Kirk and Sweeney, for this really good, well-taste rum. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Yes, y'all.
So, what's today's topic? What is the topic that we are going to dive into? I think it's an awesome topic. I think it's going to be energetic with Sam here. A lot of good thoughts and good critical thinking is going to come out of it. Michael, what's the topic?
The topic is, are you ready? It's a battle between hard worker and workaholic. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my Lord. That could be interesting.
Yeah. Sam. And it all comes down to moderation at the end of the day. And that's what we're going to talk about with Mr. Sam Patel.
Yes. Moderation. What does it mean? The avoidance of excess or extremes, especially in one's behavior.
Exactly. So it's all about balance, right, Mr. Sam Patel? When we're talking about, are we working because it's a job and it's what we do, or it's something we fall in love with and that we have passion for, and it balances out with the rest of our life?
Sure.
Or are we just like enslaved by what we do or lost in what we do so much that it starts to affect our personal spaces?
You know, for me personally, I think if you find that what you're doing you love, then you find more time to do what you love. And certainly it can get to a point where it's too much, only because you need to balance the other things that are important to you, particularly family. I think family is key. And so, yeah, there's that balance. I think all three of us go through this where we're work, 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 because we love what we do and we serve others. We know that. It's a unique position that we're in our lives. But where is it too much? You know, where does it kind of tip to the next scale of workaholic? Sam, what are your thoughts?
I think it gets to the point where it's too much when it just starts affecting your relationship with people. I think, I know when I started off, my wife and I actually had to have a sit-down conversation about, you know, this is what I would like to do. You know, are you okay with it? If she wasn't okay with it,
you wouldn't be here.
Can you tell us about some of the journey that you took?
Yeah. So, you know, my wife had, you know, she had gone to school for baking. She loved it, but it's hard work. You're up at, 5 o'clock, 4:30, tremendous amount of strain on your body. And she decided to go back to school for nursing. She got a degree in nursing, became a nurse, literally practiced nursing for 9 months. We had our first child around that time. And I just realized that, kids need their mom.
Yeah.
And it was hard to balance work, home, building a business. And we made the decision jointly that, she would stay home. And she has the toughest job of all.
And it's interesting because a lot of folks that listen to the show are struggling with that. Mm-hmm. And don't think for a minute that you're the only one. Yeah. We all struggle with that balance. And certainly conversation with your significant other is so key because it sets the tone. If you're looking to do something that's going to require you to take more time doing that, and someone's going to have to take the other side of it and care for the kids and do the things that are hard, because you just said it, raising kids is not easy. No. Being at home with them, particularly in this moment in our lives, it's difficult. A lot of our listeners are struggling with that because it's taking a toll. They're all teachers now. We're all teachers. So I understand that. And so I see where you're coming from, certainly.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah. And Mrs. Sam Patel. Now, it all started back in your hometown of Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
What part of New Jersey?
Grew up in Bergen County, small town Maywood. My wife grew up in a town right next to us, went to high school together.
High school sweethearts.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
How does that, are you saying there was something in between?
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, there was something there, but I think I aged gracefully, and I think that's really.
Ooh. So, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And, we moved, we weren't married. We were growing up in a small house. We needed more space. We moved to a different town. What was really important for me was making sure my parents were in a home that made them feel like, they had a successful life. They raised myself and my sister. They did everything they could, with the knowledge that they had. And we're just trying to do it better.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So you transitioned from New Jersey to here. You're building a business. You're working on building it even better, servicing other people. Obviously, your mortgage business has grown in the Merrimack Valley area. Take me back to where this feeling is of being someone that loves to work, because I don't necessarily see you as a workaholic, because we're going to dive into what that looks like, because there's some elements of what you do in your daily operation. And we've had this conversation before where you do shut down, not necessarily shut down because you're still available to people, but you say, this is the time I have to spend with my children.
You set the boundaries.
And they set it for you as well. Yeah. They're like, well, daddy, where are you? So where does that come from?
Both my parents really worked hard. I love to work. I love the drive. I was part of a startup many years ago. I just love that ground floor, build it properly. If, after 2 years of building it, the foundation's not there, you break it down, you build it back up. That stuff takes time. And, what we're doing is we're just trying to build it better. And everything really is surrounding the consumer experience. So, we're not really big on automation as a company. We're not very big on trying to give people quick, instant gratification. Mm-hmm. We're more along the lines of slow playing it and saying, hey, let's go through this journey together. We're going to be with you. Let's teach you as we go. And as a result, you're just going to be a more successful homeowner, because homeownership doesn't just start and end when you buy a home and close on it. It's something that stays with you, and we want to be part of that journey. So
that makes sense. Certainly makes sense. So, Michael, in regards to moderation, because we're talking about our businesses as far as how we drive ourselves to the next level, to get to see what we envision, the goals that we set, we want to see them come to life. But certainly moderation is key. And I think in the focus group, we talked about there's different levels of it, because if you're starting your business, you're going to find yourself engaged in spending more time developing what you want. And so many people who are starting their businesses now, we may have inspired them to do that. Where's that middle piece, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, shout out to the focus group.
Yeah.
And everyone that participated today, you guys were all great. Linda Jennings, Evan Silverio, Carolina Peralta, Jose Martinez,
and Mejia. And Sam himself. It was a very animated group.
Very animated group.
A lot of great opinions.
Sometimes we look at it and we're like, all right, workaholic versus someone that's just hardworking. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at it, wait a second, which category do I fall in? And we're all guilty of it. I mean, Sam and I were talking about earlier that, you know, it's exactly that. The kids can come up to you and go, daddy, daddy, and you're in your phone. And by like the seventh daddy, you're like, whoa, wait a second, I'm not, you know what I mean? Your attention's not going to where it's supposed to go, especially when it's not work hours. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a time when you have to put it down and give your kids' attention or your friends' attention, whoever it is that's in front of you, that's anything other than just being immersed so much in work that you're missing out on other facets of life. And let's face it, like anything else, workaholic, that's an addiction. Mm-hmm. And it's a fine line.
Yeah.
And the way that we're always go, 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 we can easily fall over to the other side where we're just immersed in something that's, you know, it's just taken over our life so much that we lose out on we don't stop to smell the flowers.
I know.
And we're just going and going and going. And it's going to be something that we say, all right, what you prioritize? What do I want to give up? What am I willing to give up for my success?
I think the balance for me, and it just, I'm not saying that everyone should apply this, but I've had different moments of my career. In the beginning, it was really focused on building a team, building my my business. I realized that I was burning out. I was burning out. A lot of people go through that, particularly in the real estate industry. It has a toll on you. There's a lot of people out there who are extremely successful in what we do, and they suffer from depression because it's just way too much. The responsibility is so severe that it engulfs you and you don't step away from it. What I've found now after we raised our girls, I find that there's a lot of things that I like to do. And I'm not saying physical things. I enjoy sitting in the beach and watching the waves. Now, not watching the waves while I'm on the phone conducting business. I want to be part of that. I want to be there. And that resets my button. It could be, for listeners out there, it could be anything that you love to do. If it's spending time and watching your child grow and doing things and being silly and seeing their imagination come at you, that's going to balance you. Find something that you love to do, because I get what I would say, it's just going to make you better. It's going to make you much better when you balance it. Sam, I've seen you balance it more and more and more, because when I first met you, it was go, 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 work, work, work. Now, I understand that you were trying to get to a level. What kind of put you in that circular motion to say, wait a minute, I need to focus on home?
I think, I can't really say that I focus on home as much as I would like to, right? I think we're all striving to that. Mm-hmm. I kind of equate growth to, you know, fuel consumption on a car. You know, when you're trying to pick momentum up, you're burning a lot of fuel, and you have to be okay with that. But you also know that, you know, as you hit a certain speed, you become super efficient. We're at a point in our growth that, you know, we're just trying to be super efficient. So, you know, back in the day where it was always, you know, my phone's ringing, I got to pick it up. Don't let it go to voicemail. I just started thinking, like, do I really want to be the person who's always available, or do I want to be the person who's worth waiting for?
And, nice.
I started augmenting, how I approached the client's experience. And I knew that over time, if I did it a certain way, that, you know, they would appreciate it. And as a result, they would entrust me with friends and family. And And luck, you know, I've been fortunate enough for that to work out. And now we focus on teaching other individuals to do it because, you know, as we get older and you know, in real estate and lending, you know, people enter the industry at various stages, you know, various ages. And sometimes they behave a certain way because they're trying to make up for lost time, right? that's a reality. Sure. So, yeah, sometimes you become a workaholic because you're making up for lost times. And, you know, and I've seen it as well where you're a workaholic because the economic circumstances require you to just constantly work.
Well, that's true. But who gets hurt at that point?
True.
It's the consumer. True. It really is.
It's a consumer. It's family. It's it's you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Your health, everything falls into place. I mean, obviously we know everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. We love to have a good time. We love many things. It's in moderation because if you do it way too much, it has an impact on you.
And all this depends on who you are. It's gonna be different for everybody. For example, before I got married and I was a bachelor, I didn't care. I picked up my phone whenever, wherever. It didn't matter to me. I was working at all hours of the day. Again, it didn't matter to me. I would break night. I would be, you know, editing. I would be doing whatever I wanted to do. Did I have structure for what I was at the time? Yeah, because that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So there's such thing as a workaholic, but there's a workaholic that's enthused about being a workaholic. This is what they want to do, which is different from a workaholic who doesn't realize that they're a workaholic. So there's no enthusiasm. So what happens is they start to disintegrate because it takes a toll. The enthusiasm that's attached to someone that says, this is what I want to do. I'm just going to work. I love it. You know, and they're at that high energy. They're not going to get as hurt as someone that's not realizing it or doing it for different reasons. Is that?
No, that all makes sense. But I ask you this question because you are in a position right now where you're running multiple businesses. And so, and the good thing is that it's with your wife, which is great. Right,
which is, there's more structure.
There's more structure. And so how do you do it? Because I'm sure people out there want to know, what is that fine line? What's that balance? Because I see your kids are part of your business. It's so unique because they see what we do. Certainly they make fun of me and you.
Oh yeah.
Because they say what we say on the podcast. Yeah. So they emulate what we're doing. It's the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. And it almost makes me teary-eyed because they're like, they're making fun of me and Michael. And it's just so cool to see because they're involved.
Right.
And they're involved in something so unique and so good that in my opinion, it's a good thing for them.
Right.
When they grow up.
And it all comes down to that, this structure. So I was saying before, I really had no structure. I didn't want it. I just was out there. I was picking up the phone at whatever time. I was making phone calls at whatever time, researching at whatever time. But then there comes with structure and with discipline and with all the things that we do to realize that we're better and better, not become better and better, but that we realize that we are better and better and we're searching the ways of how to do that, of how to see that in ourselves, that we end up with balance.
Right.
And so you end up saying, you know what, I'm going to go to sleep a little earlier because I'm going to get up early because in those extra hours I'm doing things that's going to make me more successful. You're not living just to live. It all goes back to doing everything on purpose, you know, and finding that everything has to line up with your goals. If everything is lining up with your goals, then you're doing the right things and you're going to recognize when you're overworking. Like I said, when we go back to our homes and it's our children that has to remind us that, hey, you need to take a little break because work is over and you're either on your phone doing research or you're actually on the laptop doing your research.
Yeah.
And that's not where you want to get that reminder from. You know, you want to get it from yourself and from your own inner guidance like we've talked about before. And Sam, I know we've talked about this and you yourself bump into this once you go through, once work day is over and you're in front of your daughters. Correct?
Yep. Yep. My 2-year-old today was, you know, we're getting ready to, you know, go to the office. They were ready to drop my 6-year-old off at school. And, you know, she just stopped and said, Daddy, will you play with me a little bit? And I was like,
oh, it's so tough.
My heart just melted. I'm like, yeah, I mean, let's play. I know
so,
that.
So what do you play?
Oh, we play Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Isn't that amazing that every kid out there is just watching this thing?
Yeah.
I don't have little ones. My girls are older. And I, I have the best time with them. We don't watch Paw Patrol. But every time I talk to someone I know or someone close to us, what is your kid watching? Paw Patrol. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. What is it? What goes on there?
they're constantly rescuing people. And there's Mighty Pups. I think there's like a British version.
Sounds like you, Sam. Every time our deals are dying, go to Sam Patel and he breathes them back to life. What are those?
What they put on
defibrillators?
Defibrillator.
That's Sam.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
So I think, you know, one of the things a lot of parents struggle with, and this happens a lot more so like in a two parent working household. It's tough. I think people don't talk about it enough. Like it's tough. Like, you know, in the morning you got, you know, you have work responsibilities, you're dropping the kids off at school, then you're bringing them home. And that was pre-COVID, right? Yeah. Now it's just, you know, everything's just blended together.
Yeah.
And it's tough. You know, we've seen people in our office have challenges with that, and they've spoken openly about it. And I admire them for that. It's a real struggle. So, you know, to be with your kids all day, every day, I think we all also have a new appreciation for what teachers go through.
Oh, absolutely.
And somehow how they have this magical, like, wand probably somewhere in their desk where the kids behave differently at school than they do at home. You know, it's tough. So, you know, I think sometimes people become workaholics. I think we talked about during the focus group. They become workaholics because they're avoiding that stressor at home. Mm.
Right. But there's a fine line between workaholic and a hard worker. Because some people get labeled workaholic just because they, like us, we're always on the go and like, you guys are workaholics. No, we just work hard. What would define that? What would be the difference between the two? Workaholic, hard worker.
In my opinion, it's really a hard worker is that you love what you do and you do it with a passion. And so there's really nothing that stops you from doing what you love to do, regardless of the time, regardless of how long you've been doing it on a course of a day. I think that's really what it comes down to. But the other side of it is so that there's a balance, you maintain control, not necessarily control, I think that's the wrong word. You maintain connection with your loved ones. You maintain connection with your children. Both of you have little ones running around. You maintain a connection with that. You maintain a connection with your significant other. I maintain a connection with my significant other, who is someone that is a hard worker, loves to work. I'm going to say it again, loves to work and loves to serve others. And so there's times where I say, I'm done. And she's still going. And I get it. Is it a struggle for me sometimes? Yeah, I guess so. Because I want her to, I'm being selfish. And I'm like, pay attention to me. But I understand it. I understand that, you know what? I've got to finish what I want to do because I guess I'm responsible to it. But at the same time, I'm loving what I'm doing.
That's the most important part. Yeah. That is the enthusiasm that we're talking about. If there's enthusiasm, if that energy is behind you working, then it's okay.
It's not even work.
Because it's not work, exactly. Yeah. And that's the easy path. That's the path of least resistance, is following what you love and doing it with a passion. It's when you don't like it, but you're still doing it, and it's dragging you down. And if you saw that for one second, that your significant other was doing it for a different reason, it would bring you down.
Sure.
It would drag you down, and that's where the friction starts, and that's where the problems are.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember walking home. When I got home,
I'm gonna say that may not be something you can do based on where you live.
Yeah.
Can't walk home.
He walks by the farm every day.
Yeah, you can walk. So, you can walk to the pond. That's about it.
I got home one day and I just looked at my wife. I'm like, man, I really love what I do.
There you go.
And I remember saying that, and you know, I think it was like 2 weeks later. I came home. I'm like, man.
Was that Santa?
Yeah, exactly.
Myla's in the podcast room with us today. Shout out to Myla.
Meatball.
Myla Meatball. Sorry, Sam.
As you were saying.
Yeah, no, I remember 2 weeks later just coming home and just feeling, you know, feeling really like just miserable. Like I was like, you know, it was just a week of just madness. And, you know, I really started thinking about, you know, what is it that I really like? And what are the things that are maybe causing these stressors, right? So sometimes what you have to do is, you know, as you start building a business, or if you start really honing your craft, you got to figure out what it is that you love about the craft. Because it's hard to do everything at a high level all the time. That's when I think it just consumes, you know, your entire life. You know, I've really spent a lot of time just focusing on, hey, you know, I really like the consumer connection, right? So it's just, you know, having the dialogue and the conversation with the client, making them feel comfortable. I enjoy running the numbers, and I'm starting to get to a point where I don't enjoy running the numbers, and we're going to hire somebody to run the numbers. So
see, that's good. That's a good recognizing, you know, that there's beauty in that, you know?
Right, because you're still doing what you love to do, which is servicing others. Right. But you're finding that you need a balance so that you can continue to do that one-on-one deep conversation, yeah, which is really probably what you enjoy the most, yeah, in your business.
Right. And shedding off the things that you, yeah, don't like to do.
Right. And right now, what, you know, Michael, you talked about this before. I'm just putting it out into the universe, and I'm just telling the universe, hey, you know, at some point in the near future, I'm going to stop running numbers. Yeah. And I know it's going to come to fruition, you know, and that's what we're trying to teach other people to do too. You know, just learn everything that you can learn, and then eventually, as you continue to grow, you know, you shed some things out, and you know, you focus on what your unique talents are.
And learning it is key, because we know that the repetition of it will help you going along, you know, further down the road. For example, when we call you, we know that we can count on you because you know the numbers, you understand the system, you've studied it so much that it's just oozing out of you. You know, so a lot of people that are working in these situations where they are workaholics, maybe mm-hmm, not, maybe they're just hard workers, they don't study enough their craft to be able to have it run smoothly. So it's always a bumpy road for them, which makes it worse.
Sure.
And that's where the, you know, depression kicks in. But if you love what you do, mm-hmm, again, you know, you're going to be okay.
Going back to, I forget what episode it was, but, you know, what you do every day is more important than what you do once in a while.
There you, right, go. Perfect.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love that.
I love it.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we're going into Andover, Massachusetts.
Andover.
And we're going to feature a place called Sauce Burger and Wings. Isn't it a good place? Sam, you've been there before.
It is. It's a great place. Good place to get drinks next door too.
Oh, Bar SX or bar 15 SX.
15 SX, yeah.
So Sauce Burger, they make all sorts of burgers. They have a big burger menu. It's almost like a takeout, but it's not really. It's a small little spot. If you want to take something home, you can. But they've got an array of different burgers, and they have wings.
They specialize in burgers.
I personally just like the, you know, just a simple burger. I mean, it's not simple, but bacon, you know, lettuce, tomatoes, raw onions, and cheese. That's kind of what I like. But I can tell you that the quality of the meat is really good. And that's really the key in most burgers. What would you say, Mike, about that?
I would say, yes, yes, y'all. My favorite when I go there is the Crybaby Burger. And this,
explain that to us.
This is why it makes you cry, because it has habanero sauce, B&B jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese. And if you can handle that, I believe they have another hot sauce that you can put on it if you want to really, really cry your butt off.
Well, there's another one called the Buffalo Grandpa, which is an insanely hot habanero buffalo sauce cheeseburger. That must be amazing.
Yeah, I have not had that, and I'm just good with the Crybaby Burger. I'll keep it at that level, but it's delicious.
So Burger, Sauce, and Wings is a portion of the restaurants that are there. Sam just mentioned Bar 15SX, and then there's also a restaurant next door called Andolini's. And so it's all the same owner. So if you want to have Italian food, you go to one place. You want to have amazing craft cocktails, you go in the middle. You're on the run and you want a really good burger, you go to Burger, Sauce, and Wings. Yeah. Isn't that a unique experience where one owner, three restaurants, all next to each other?
Yes, yes.
That's pretty cool. Have the wings, are really good.
I love the drinks.
I love it.
We'll add that. So thank you, Sauce, Burger, and Wings, for being the restaurant
of
the week. what do people really want?
That's a question that everybody needs to ask themselves. What do I really want? And once you can figure that out, you can put that down on paper. You can figure it out for yourself. If you're, you know, if you're with a spouse that's on the path with you, you can figure it out with your spouse. Get that in order and say, all right, I'm going to stay in line with this goal. Once you do that, you know, there's really no fear of being a workaholic because you know the hard work that you're putting in. And like Mr. Sam Patel said, he actually sat down with his family, like we all do because we're always with them, right?
Sure.
And say, this is the plan, guys. This is what we plan on doing so that there's no miscommunication. There's no like, hey, you know, you're overdoing this or you're overdoing that. There's a time and place for everything. So nobody veers off the path of being, you know, in danger of just getting away from the family and, say, right. and having to reel them back in. Hey, whoa, slow down.
And it could be
put the phone down.
Yeah, it could be an uncomfortable conversation with that person. But certainly it's an important one because you are setting expectations.
Right.
You may be thinking one way and your significant other saying, well, wait a minute. I embrace what you're trying to do, but these are the things that you may not see that you need to focus on so that whatever you're doing is successful, but that you're successful with family. So I think that's important.
This is a fact.
Yeah. Sam, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think, you know, sitting down many years ago and talking about it is one thing. I don't think we talk about it enough. Mental health, you know, my kids, my wife, parents, like all that stuff's super important. You know, for a lot of us where we're just constantly on the go, 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 you know, it's easy to fall into the trap.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking Absolutely. Of go, 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 I stepped into Mr. Sam Patel's office the other day. And I was there to see Mr. Steven Rivas, as a matter of fact. And Mr. Sam Patel comes out of his office and says, hey, how you doing? I say, I'm fine. He says, hey, listen, here, take this with you. And it was a big bag of organic jalapeno chips.
Really?
And he puts it in my hand. And we all know.
The chip master.
We know that the snack master has been working on that. And I have been, by the way.
I thought we were removing that label.
Yeah. Well,
he's been working on it until he gave him the bag.
So what do you think happened after you gave him that?
I had a sandwich for lunch and I was missing those chips.
You were, right? So I should bring them back to you. And they're open, by the way, because I got into my truck. I drove off. I was starving. I look over and there they are talking to me. So I opened up the bag and I was like, Zoink Scoob. We've got snacks. And I opened it up. I munched away. So they were delicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam. And
by the way.
He's like, you know what? I know you're hungry. Yep. I know you're going on the road. Here.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I think I learned that from Denise. You know, Denise, like, she'll just be anywhere and she'll randomly just come by and drop something off.
Oh, yeah.
She'll give you whatever she has, by the way. Yeah. It could be in her car, it could be in her house. She's like, here, take this with you. Yeah. I've
Please. That. Yeah. You'll need this.
And we have to be grateful for that. And by the way, you have to be grateful in all things, all right? And this gratefulness that we show and that we have keeps us in the high vibration that we should be on, which keeps us aware and awake. And that's really what's going to keep us on the path to our goals. And aware whether we're working too hard, not working hard enough, or doing it just right. With this state of awareness, we find that there's a natural process of moderation. We don't have to go looking for it. It's just a natural process. If you're on your path, if you're doing what you got to do, if you're success-minded, you're moving forward, you don't have to worry about moderation. This is just a natural process. We have to keep that in mind. And the other thing is the quote master of the universe says,
quote master unknown,
working yourself to the bones is not success.
Which law is it? 48 laws of power. They said, you just got to know when to stop.
I'm not sure, which one of that, or the 48 laws of powers that was, but you do have to know when to stop.
Right.
Your body will tell you when to stop. Your stomach will tell you when you're full. Your eyes will tell you when you've had enough screen time, you know, because that's another thing that we do. You get a sense of, all right, this is enough. It's when you don't stop, when you keep going, you know, like the snack master thing. When you keep going, that becomes an issue. When you take the chips on vacation, that becomes an issue. You know when to stop.
The chips everybody on vacation.
Everybody knows when to stop.
You know, it's funny because when you go so hard for so long, your work tells you, it's too much. It's because enough. You lose focus and some of the work that you're doing falters. Right. You're like, oh my God, I shouldn't have wrote that.
Right.
Or I put this number in the wrong place. You're done.
Yep.
It happens to all of us. Fatigue. It's fatigue. Yeah. It really is. Absolutely.
Except for Sam. I think Sam's a machine. I think Sam is a mathematical problem-solving genius.
Well, he loves numbers, so that's easy for him.
I see the numbers. They float around his head. He just pulls them down like Matt, this is what you need, right? This is the formula. Here you go, clear to close. I love it.
That's so cool. Sam, any tips that you have for folks that are starting their business, not necessarily mortgage, but just a general sense? Is there any tips that you can provide for them if they're like, you know what? I have an idea and I'm going with it.
Like I said, I think sometimes we behave a certain way because we're trying to make up for years of not, you know, having a business or earning a good amount of money. And it's okay. You know, it's the growth is exponential. You'll make it up in years, but you know, it's a marathon. It's not a race. Just be patient.
Nice.
Thank you.
I love that.
So if you love what you have been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. We'd like to thank our sponsor.
Froggiespartypad.com.
Thank you so much for giving us a roof to allow us to do what we love to do. Sam, thank you so much for blessing our show. It was an awesome experience. I think the conversation was awesome. Thank you so much.
And thank you for all the times that you've saved us.
You guys have absolutely no idea how powerful what you guys are doing is.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
Thank
you so much, Sam.
Thank you. So as we always say, we are over and
out. I love it.